Hi guys, today is the 7th of March, which is a very special day for a very special BKFK listener who just turned 6. Her name is Grace Parrish. Grace, we wish you the happiest birthday you've ever had.
Happy birthday to you.
And then, all the way to the east, in the land of kangaroos, Australia, there are some wonderful BKFK patrons who need a massive, roaring, magical BKFK shout-out. It's Rory, Marley, and Emmett from Doncaster, Melbourne, Australia. Thank you, guys. In this episode, we are joined by a very lively girl.
My name is Rosemary, and I live in California. I am 7 years old, and my favorite animal is dogs.
Thanks, Rosemary. It's so great to have you on the team. As well as being a talented actor, Rosemary also has a joke for us.
Oh, what did the ocean say to the penguin? Nothing! It just waved!
Good one, Rosemary! Hey, listeners! Did you know that we have an Instagram account? Just search for By Kids For Kids Storytime on Instagram. We'll be posting all sorts of things. For example, you can see the cutest picture of our dog, Stego, recording dog sounds for Toto in The Wizard of Oz. But there are no dogs in this episode. But there are geese. Hundreds and hundreds of geese. Maybe you'd like to draw a picture for us. We'd love to see you, and maybe put it on our new Instagram account. To contact us, just go to bykids4kids.co. All right, back to the geese. King Maximilian and the geese. One summer day, King Maximilian of Bavaria was taking a leisurely stroll in the country. It was a hot and lazy day, so he decided to stop and rest under a tree. It was very pleasant in the cool shade. The king lay down on the soft grass and looked up at the white clouds sailing across the sky. Then he took a little book from his pocket and tried to read. But the king could not keep his mind on his book. Soon his eyes closed and he was fast asleep. It was past noon when he awoke. He was hot and groggy. He got up from his grassy bed and looked around. Then, he took his walking stick in his hand and started for home. When he had walked for a mile or more, he suddenly remembered his book. He felt for it in his pocket, but it was not there.
Oh, drat!
He cried.
I've left it under the tree.
The king was already quite tired, and he was not in the mood to walk all the way back to the tree. But he did not wish to lose the book. What could he do? If only there was someone who could fetch it for him. While he was thinking, he happened to see a little barefooted boy in the open field near the road. He was tending a large flock of geese that were picking the short grass and wading in a shallow stream. The king went toward the boy. He held a gold piece in his hand.
My boy,
he said,
how would you like to have this gold coin?
I would like it very much,
said the boy with a startled look in his eye.
But I would never dream to have so much.
Well, you shall have it if you will run back to the oak tree at the second turning of the road and fetch me the book that I left there.
The king thought that the boy would be pleased, but he was not. He turned away and said,
No thanks. I'm not so silly as you think.
What do you mean silly? Who says that you are silly?
Well, you think that I'm silly enough to believe that you will give me that gold piece for running a mile and fetching you a book? That would be ridiculous. You can't fool me.
But if I give it to you now, perhaps you will believe me,
said the king, and he put the gold piece into the little fellow's hand. The boy's eyes sparkled, but he did not move.
Well, come on then. What's the matter now? Won't you go?
I would like to go, but I can't lose the keys. They'll wander away. Then I will be blamed for it.
The king pondered for a moment.
All right, I will tend them while you are away.
I should like to see that. Why, they would run away from you in a minute.
Just let me try.
At last, the boy gave the king his whip and started off. He had only gone a little way when he turned and came back.
What is the matter now?
Crack the whip!
The king tried to do as he was told, but he could not make a sound.
I thought as much. You don't know how to do anything.
Then he took the whip and gave the king lessons in whip cracking.
Now you see how it's done,
he said as he handed it back.
When the geese try to run away, crack it loud, because the sound would keep them in the meadow.
The king laughed. He did his best to learn his lesson. And soon the boy again started off on his errand. Maximilian sat down on a stone and laughed at the thought of being a goose herd. But the geese missed their master at once. With a great cackling and hissing, they went, half flying, half running, across the meadow.
Oi, come back here, come!
The king ran after them, but he could not run fast enough.
No.
He tried to crack the whip, but it was of no use. The geese were soon far away. What was worse, they had gotten into a garden and were feeding on the tender vegetables. A few minutes later, the goose boy came back with the book.
Just as I thought! I found the book and you lost the geese.
Never mind. I will help you get them again.
Well then, run around that way. Stand by the stream while I drive them out of the garden.
The king did as he was told. The boy ran forward with his whip, and after a great deal of shouting and scolding, the geese were driven back into the meadow.
I hope you will pardon me for not being a better goose herd,
said Maximilian.
But as I am a king, I am not used to such work.
A king indeed! I was very silly to leave the geese with you. But I am not so silly as to believe you are a king.
Very well,
said Maximilian with a smile.
Here is another gold piece. And now let us be friends.
The boy took the gold and thanked the king. He looked up into the king's face and said,
You are a very kind man, and I think you might be a good king. But if you were going to try all your life, you would never, ever be a good goose herd.
Hey, guys. If you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.